T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're joined by Chris Letourneau, Senior Vice President of Development, the Dallas Division of the American Heart Association, on a big weekend for AHA. Thanks so much for the time, Chris. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, John.
The Heart Walks are coming up in Dallas and Fort Worth this weekend, and I know this is really special, and you guys are looking forward to it on Saturday. What's happening?
Well, we're just trying to get as many people out as we can in Tarrant County and also in Dallas, just to try to bring people together to go for maximum impact for the AHA mission, which is to be a relentless force for a world of longer, healthier lives. And so really what we're wanting to do is get as many people out to the events as we can so they can really see some of the different ways to protect their heart health, prevent heart disease, and to have a great time. You know, we've got a lot of great things planned for the event, from yoga to Kid Zone to Paw Olympics and a lot of different fun. So it's about education, John. It's about having a lot of fun.
And it raises a lot of money every year as well. What are some of the initiatives that helps with?
The walk in Dallas started about 30 years ago. And to kind of give you some history there, it raised $50,000 30 years ago. It had 450 walkers, so less than 500 walkers. Just in the last 5 years, the Dallas Heart Walk has raised over $25 million with a lot more than 450 walkers than what we started out with. And so when you take those dollars, right, one of the great things that we're doing here in Dallas is those in Fort Worth is where those monies are going back into the community. And it really goes back in the community, John, from a myriad of different ways. It goes back into the community when it comes to food insecurities, food pantries. It goes into hypertension work, making sure that people know how to do CPR. It handles going into federally funded clinics and just a lot of different ways that we go out into the community for heart health to be first and foremost in what we do. I would say the other thing that we do quite a bit is just the equality of healthcare. You know, I think that we all know in this community that we're in, we have food insecurities, we have inequality of healthcare. And so we're trying to work with community partners with those dollars raised to make sure that we're a healthier Dallas and Fort Worth community.
Is this something people can just show up to, or is this something you're encouraging them to sign up for?
You know, they can do both, to be honest with you. They can show up and walk, and that's, you know, we have a 1 mile route and a 3 mile route here in Dallas on Saturday. But they can also go to heart.org and they can find our walk and then they can register. We'd love for people to register. They got time to do that. They've got time between now and Saturday. They could form a walk team. They can make a donation just for the prevention and treatment of heart disease, or they could also do that to honor somebody, right, that they've lost or a survivor that they are close to that has come through heart disease. The big thing I would just add is that in talking to different CEOs or health systems across the area, I think one of the big struggles that we're still continuing to see is we're just struggling on seeing people return back to their doctor. The pandemic brought upon different challenges, right? And so I think that people are used to being home. Some of our community got into a little more of a non-exercise or I guess a sedentary type lifestyle. We probably ate more processed food than we've ever eaten in the last 2 or 3 years. And so I think what we're trying to do is to say to people, hey, here's a great event on Saturday. Come out and have fun. And while you're there, to learn about some of the ways that you can protect your heart health, you can better your heart health. Getting back to the doctor is a great way to do that. And also just learning some of the things that help you be a healthier person from a heart health perspective. So really want that to come through.
Outstanding. Well, can't wait for it too. Thank you so much for your time and good luck on these big heart walks this weekend.
Appreciate it. Thank you, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Be Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.